18-year-old Gerald Givens was a member of the Butler County Band in 1960 when then-Massachusetts Senator John Kennedy made a campaign stop in downtown Bowling Green.
We were in front of the of his car, so when I got through with the parade, I grabbed my camera and ran back up the street so that I could get a good picture of him. So I did. And after that, we just disbanded and got on the buses and went back to Morgantown at that time.
Givens captured a picture of the future president riding in a red car with a Kennedy Johnson sign strapped to the side.
Well, at that time I was about 18 years old, and same politics and all that just didn't register a whole lot. But I knew it was a big event because the streets were packed up one side and down the other.
His memories are just some of those collected in recent months by Jonathan Jeffrey, the coordinator of manuscripts and folklife archives at Western Kentucky. The JFK Memory Project is designed to capture recollections of President Kennedy from those in the area. Part of Jeffrey's research looked into that Kennedy campaign trip to Bowling Green in 1960, an appearance that Jeffrey said lasted just 2.5 hours and included a speech in front of City Hall and lunch at the Kentucky Colonel Motel. Jeffrey recounted a story he collected from one appearance organizer, Commonwealth's attorney Morris Lowe.
When they were bringing the motorcade from the Kentucky Colonel Motel back to the airport, they came by the municipal golf course, which today is a Covington Woods golf course. And he said there were, as he put it, an unusual number of women playing golf that day. And so he said many of them just threw down their irons and raced over to the car, and one woman actually jumped into the car with the president.
Jeffrey said he heard from several people who said they didn't vote for Kennedy and didn't necessarily agree with him politically, but they saw a different side of him that October day in Bowling Green.
They had met him. Some of them had shaken his hand. You know, he had smiled at them or called out their name. And so, yeah, I think there was a tender association with him.
Many told Jeffrey they were struck by Kennedy's Massachusetts accent, a foreign sound to a Kentucky audience at the dawn of the 1960s.
In the planning for his visit, there was a lot of discussion of whether they should send President or candidate Kennedy at the time, or whether they should send vice presidential candidate Lyndon Johnson, because he would probably resonate better with local people, you know, having a southern accent, speaking slower, and things like that.
But Kennedy decided that he would come to Kentucky. He wound up losing the state by 7 points to Richard Nixon, but of course won the White House that year. On April 22, 1963, exactly 7 months before his trip to Dallas, Kennedy welcomed the Central Kentucky Youth Symphony Orchestra to the South Lawn at the White House.
And we're glad to have the members of this symphony from Central Kentucky, who have represent the cream of musical talent, who represent a series of eliminations which have brought them here to the White House. So all in all, ladies and gentlemen, it's a very happy occasion for me to tell you that we're glad to have you, to tell you that Hail to the Chief was played with great distinction, and to wish you many more years of musical success.
In November of that year, President Kennedy would make a trip to Texas, and that 18-year-old marching band member from Butler County, Kentucky, was now 21 and serving in the Navy, stationed in Milton, Florida.
We were having an inspection that day by an admiral that was going to fly in. He got off the plane and walked to the podium and never got up on the podium. Our captain of our squadron got to the podium and said what had happened, which the President of the United States had just been assassinated. So the admiral never did speak to us. He got back in his plane and left.
Gerald Givens says confusion followed.
We didn't know, nobody knew whether it was, what kind of an assassination it was. So we were ready to fly away or go wherever they told us to go.
A few days later, they were told to stand down, but just like the rest of the country, he watched the events unfold on television like no event had before. For WKU Public Radio, I'm Emil Moffitt.